Dash's lawyer, Corey Auerbach, says demolition contractors will be in City Hall first thing this morning to get the permits for a series of demolitions within the larger project. And there is already a large piece of demolition equipment on site, parked just off Starin. The goal is to have the first three buildings demolished before Thanksgiving, making way for the new market building. Once that's done, the current market will be demolished. Preservation Board Chairman Paul McDonald says none of the buildings are historically outstanding.
Obviously, Dash is the building itself. There's no historic integrity. I grew up in that neighborhood. It was a Loblaws. It was a Beequake. It's just been heavily altered. Obviously, the small ranch house on Starin would not be contributing. That's long after the era of significance for that neighborhood. Possibly the building on the corner, which I know was a hair salon and a number of other things.
There's also a former home converted to offices over the years. There has already been some demolition to the building at Starin and Hurdle for asbestos remediation, which doesn't require a demolition permit. That building has also been gutted of all reusable material for Habitat for Humanity. Auerbach says the demolition work will go swiftly. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.